civil.
Happy President's Day, Mr. Joyner.
And it's Arsenio Hall Monday from Los Angeles. What up, A?
I'm here, dog. I'm here. And the Pinocchio administration has told another little orange lie.
Another.
Yo, he made up a Swedish terror attack.
That never happened.
That never happened, Sybil.
But he said he heard it. He heard about it.
Where is he hanging out?
I know.
Wait a minute. He made up what?
You know.
An attack?
He said there was a Swedish terror attack, and that's an alternative fact. That is an alternative fact. He made up a tennis shoe bomber that didn't exist. Or whatever he's thinking.
He thought that something happened, and he mentioned it during his campaign speech. And then in Sweden, can you believe it? Can you believe this? In Sweden. And everybody's scratching their heads going, what the hell happened in
Sweden? What is he talking about?
And then he came back and said, well, I thought I heard something on Fox. Okay, that's his go-to. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I don't know how long he gonna last, Mr. Joyner. There was a protest in New York yesterday. I talked to Russell Simmons. They had a huge showing of people supporting Muslims there.
And good for Russell. That was a really good protest. I am Muslim. Protest against.
And today is President's Day.
President's Day rallies.
And there are a whole lot of Not My President Day rallies all over the country.
Isn't that amazing? Who would have imagined that our first orange president would get more shade than the first black president?
You know? Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
But his administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
Yes. If you call a Pinto a fine-tuned machine, or if in 2017 you consider a cotton gin. Our administration is a cotton gin. It's obsolete and needs replacement.
It's an Edsel.
Yes. Yes.
Edsel.
There you go. What is wrong with him, a fine-tuned machine?
Oh, my gosh. The door is open. People coming, people going, and mostly going. And some, like last week, the national security advisor that he offered the job to said, nah, before he even took the job, said, no, I'm good. And he just made a U-turn and went right back home.
Yep. Did I see a number like this is day 32 of his presidency?
1 month from today. 1 month ago today.
1 month.
30 ago. Was the inauguration.
Yeah.
Oh man! Wait! It looked like Madonna taking people's kids.
Man, Madonna still adopting kids? Really?
Yeah. It looked like the parents don't know it yet, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. Right. Yeah, that's see, there's the issue. You can.
So, how old is Madonna now, Arsenio?
I have 112, but sometimes they change Wikipedia.
And how many kids does she have, and how many has she adopted from overseas?
Yeah,
two and two. And then these twins make four?
Four adopted.
If this works out, the father said.
But it doesn't look like it. It will.
Yeah, well, I thought she already has the kids.
But the agreement has not been finalized. And now, you know, the father is throwing up some stink.
The father said, I didn't know this white woman was going to come over here and just take my kids.
And take them for good. You know, at
take
least
them for
Tom
good.
Cruise.
Maybe just, right.
Tom Cruise and Sandy Bullock and Charlize Theron, they at least ask if they could take the children. You know?
My daughter just come over there and just snatch the children.
Maybe he just thought they were going to Disney World and then they'd be right back.
Okay. Hey, man, we were talking about a fine-tuned machine. Did you say you went over to Trevor's show?
I did, and Trevor's coming up this morning.
It'll be Trevor Noah in the Daily
Trevor
Show.
Trevor Noah. Yeah. I went there. I went there on Thursday, and you would love it. You would love it because I know you love a tight production that's the way you roll, and this was tight. And I can't wait to hear you talk to Trevor because, you know, as one television show host to another, that should be an interesting conversation. And that comes up this hour, too. Trevor Noah.
Like, I like his work. I like his work, and that'll be fun. And his ratings are continuing to climb. This boy stepped into some big, big shoes because of Jon Stewart's success, you know?
And usually the person that comes after the big-time person is destined to fail. But he has grown that show and grown that show. Yeah.
Right on. The Eddie Murphy of Africa.
And he quoted some Eddie Murphy. He quoted some Eddie Murphy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in his monologue. He sure did. He's a student, man. I know he's a student.
I want to talk to him about the travel ban. I wonder if the travel ban affected him or his family.
Right.
Well, yeah. That'll be fun. That'll be a good one.
Those countries.
I got caught up, Sip, for Madiba. I saw part three with Lawrence Fishburne. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good, huh?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Yeah, it was really, 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 really good.
He finally grew into his role.
Yeah.
Sybil. Sybil, I haven't talked to you since Valentine's Day. How was your Valentine's Day?
Not like the two other women on the show. That's for darn sure.
Uh-oh. Because they went shopping and everything.
Wait. No, they didn't just go shopping, Arsenio.
Uh-oh.
They got dropped off at Louis Vuitton. They got dropped off and have a happy Valentine's Day. Have you ever done that for Valentine's Day? Just out of, you don't have to name names. I'm just saying.
Okay. No.
Okay.
He's a good man. He's a better man than I am.
Woo. Yeah, they got dropped off, and then the packages were delivered to them at the restaurant at Mr. Chow's. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had packages delivered to your date at Mr. Chow's, Arsenio?
No, I sent a carton of rice to Wok Fast once. A place called Wok Fast.
Yeah.
And I really liked her.
Anybody go to New Orleans for the All-Star Weekend? 192 to 182.
That was
192 to 182.
There was no D to be found in that stadium.
Golly.
No. Kawhi Leonard. He was doing hand signals to Popovich. Come get me. I don't know what's going on here. They're not playing no defense. It was crazy, but I enjoyed it. And they broke Wilt Chamberlain's record, right?
Anthony Davis, yeah. He was.
He's the one with the unibrow?
Well, yes. You know what? He's coming into his own. His look is starting to mature a little bit. I think the monobrow is a little less mono. And it was his game. He was the host. And he came out and played like he owned the joint.
There's a big billboard in Times Square with him and that unibrow right now, all lit up. And it looks good.
Hey, Tom, while you were on your way to the studio, I think it became the brow and the boogie.
The brow and the boogie.
Yeah, Boogie Cousins from the Sacramento Kings is on his way to New Orleans. That's a good little miniature twin tower.
Yeah.
Just in time for Mardi Gras parades.
Well, the timing may not be great, but hopefully he'll go in there and
go from San Diego to New Orleans.
Sacramento.
Even worse, yes.
In the middle of Mardi Gras?
Yeah, that's a problem.
That could be a problem, man. That's throw your shot off.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's going to be interesting to watch. And they're still talking about sending Carmelo to Cleveland.
And what do you think about that?
I would love it, but I don't know if it can possibly happen. But that would be amazing because we need some help. I was watching Durant, and I was all them light-skinned boys from Golden State, the all light-skinned team.
Don't hate the light-skinned, man.
Ooh, they are rough. Them boys can shoot.
Yeah, that is the official light-skinned team now.
There was a great alley-oop between Durant and Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Kawhi Leonard smiled.
That was nice.
But if Carmelo goes to Cleveland.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. You like that?
I want Carmelo to be in a place where he can flourish. And obviously New York, I don't know who can flourish right now in New York. Not even the owner.
But just leave it to everybody else to play some D and Carmelo will be fine?
There was so much shade there. I looked for Trump to be standing under it. dog, It can work. Carmelo may step up when he sees an opportunity to win. Maybe he just don't want to put it all out there in New York.
Okay.
Because he's had the chance, and they have not used him. I don't think they have.
He's had a chance to play some D now.
But
Come on. He's had lots of chances to play some D. He hasn't stepped up yet. What makes you think once he gets to Cleveland, he's going to start playing D?
LeBron.
LeBron can be very mean, you know. He might have to step up with LeBron. LeBron will get you to step up. And they're
so,
friends.
Okay.
And
but
a change
you know
of
D wins championship.
Yes, it does.
she cleared her throat. What's coming?
No, I'm just thinking. When you said D wins championships, yes, it does. Just saying.
All right. But it's Monday. It's Arsenio Hall Monday. And coming up, like we said, from The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, actress Regina Hall.
Yay!
Willie Moore Jr., gospel host and radio and now author. And at the bottom of the hour, Melody Hobson and Money Mondays, all that and more on the TJMS, 12 past the hour.